Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Our Republican candidates for president already fatigued, or are they desperate? Donald Trump, can he play to the middle class? Lots of questions floating around in the air right here from the get-go with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Some of that on display at the New Hampshire Forum. The Republicans got to make their bids, basically. They got about 10 minutes, and that's what we saw from the stage. It looked like a crowded field, that's for sure, when you saw all those people lined up just ahead of the official debate, which will only include the top 10 candidates in an average of national polls, 14 of the 17 Republican presidential candidates. So this was a vote from in Manchester, in New Hampshire. And they each appeared one by one, like I said. They answered fast-paced questions and answer session, that's what it was. And they had pretty much like 10 minutes, right? So it was primarily, I guess in a sense, dominated by some of the Donald Trump comments, but it's hard to tell because of the format that it was in. And most of the attack that was happening with the people on the stage wasn't attacking each other, oh, his idea is not right, or this is how we really need to uncover this. No, it was all about throwing stones at Hillary Clinton. That's what they did. They mostly attacked Hillary Clinton and tried to make some sort of a strong, powerful opening statement, because that's where it has to come from. And what were those statements? Well, would you be surprised that Rick Perry said job creator? No, because under his watch in Texas, that was what he was famous for. Scott Walker said that he was a fresh face with a proven track record. Jeb Bush pushed leadership. Rand Paul said he was a different kind of Republican. You heard what Lindsey Graham had to say, because he's pretty much DOA in all the polls. Carly Fiorina thanked the organizers, and what she wanted was to remind everyone that political class, you don't have to have, for political class, you don't have to have a national primary. Contraire mon frere, because of the amount of heat that will be generated from that debate. Absolutely, that is huge. Huge. So, does celebrity Trump political experience, pardon the pun, Donald Trump is absolutely in that category. Absolutely. So, Trump is pushing, hitting his stride in the national polls, and he's getting a pretty big lead in New Hampshire. And he said he would only appear in New Hampshire if the New Hampshire Union Leader, which is sponsoring the event that everybody was at, if they would endorse him. Wonder if they'll do it or not. Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. So we're getting tighter here. We'll have the first debate, then the second, and they'll weigh heavily whatever the polls are saying as to who are the people that are going to be there. And we know who the usual suspects are and who they'll be. Who wins the debate, that's up for debate. I've gotten plenty of emails and plenty of you have sent me your thoughts on what you think will happen in the debate. And I think there's a chance for some magic moments is what I think. And I guarantee, maybe I'm wrong, but I think a lot of people will be watching to see what happens. Whether it's a train wreck or somebody else just emerges and they're so good, whatever it is. Democrat, Republican, I don't care what you label yourself as, I guarantee if you're home, and it works for your schedule, you'll be watching it. You'll definitely be watching it. Sad story about the circus tent. Yeah, two dead, 22 people injured because they're scrambling, trying to breathe, fight for their life, and then the crush of people is too much in the end. So two dead and 22 injured, shocking, out of this big tent accident, which mainly could be blamed on Mother Nature, right? You have to bear with her, for sure. Speaking of bearing with something, now they're stepping over themselves to have the same policy, but Delta and American are saying, yeah, we're banning shipments of some kind of trophy animals. We're not gonna accept them anymore. Wow. And I think this is mostly because of all of the furor over Cecil the Lion. And the fact that he was lured out of a protective area and didn't have a chance. I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. I don't get it. If I'm the hunter, really? I want you to pull the lion out. Can you sit him down for me so I have a better shot? Can I just take my bow and arrow and make sure I get off one or two good shots and then that's it? Nuttiness. So Delta saying no lion, leopard, elephant, rhinoceros, buffalo trophies anywhere will be accepted. And there's, because of this whole lion killing, they're really scrutinizing who is getting in certain areas, and it's igniting the debate over the ethics of hunting certain animals for sport. Before that, they used to ship a lot of them. Now they're saying, eh, we might be thinking a little differently. Well, if you go to Africa and that's your souvenir, so to speak, I mean, I don't get it, but I get what's happening. Would you leave without that being shipped? That could be dicey. So there's a point to this, and the point is that there is power in numbers. I say this all the time. Otherwise, you wouldn't have seen the outcry for the lion and then what happened as a result of that. So many people offering to do something for the country to make up for other things that make us uncomfortable. And certainly the situation with the lion, Cecil the Lion, makes us very uncomfortable. 13 years old. And all it took was a wave over, and then he's gone. Just like that, boom, instantaneously. How quickly, 1 minute the cat's in his habitat being protected, and the next minute he's out. Wow. And I think this debate is going to rage even more, because if you have the airline saying, we're not going to take the big game anymore, and if you have outrage over anybody posing with some of these big game photos, and then reading the details of what happened to the animal, yeah, I think it's going to be something of the past, let's put it that way. All right, stay with us. Great guest coming up next on the flip side.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Virtual green room right now. I don't think we gave him too much Red Bull. I'm not sure about that. He's the complete opposite of many of us on the third shift who kick it into high gear a little bit later in the evening. Eric Peters is our guest, and he is a libertarian. He is self-professed libertarian gearhead. He writes about cars, energy, and freedom. Here's what I like. If you go to Eric Peters autos.com, because I'm an auto freak anyway, but if you go there, man, you will learn things that will make your eyes roll around in the back of your head, including some of the stuff that we've been talking about. What is the deal with biodiesel, which is being shoved down our throat, and who is really profiting from it? He calls it the Kool-Aid of the farm lobby, and I agree. Eric, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, of course, now there's a lot of conversation about this, especially with the Iowa caucuses and all that stuff, and we're right into the thick of it. It seems like every day Hillary Clinton is in Iowa. So to be these politicians in modern times, you just is that what they do? They just, all right, look, we gotta go along with biodiesel, or we gotta go along with ethanol. We keep hearing about the ethanol factor, but there's not even enough plants to manufacture what we would need, right?
Well, the interesting thing is that the lobby contributes equally to both political parties, and so in that way they've got both their bases covered. It really doesn't matter from their point of view which one gets elected, because ultimately it seems to be it's their guy or perhaps their woman, depending on how things turn out.
Yeah, so when you look at renewables, what specifically bothers you the most?
Well, let's see. Let's start with, we're told often about how advantageous it is to use these renewables, but if they're so advantageous, then why does the government have to force them down our throats? I've drawn the parallel with, I like to go to Chipotle. Your listeners may like Chipotle and get a burrito or a bowl there. And Chipotle doesn't send a lobbyist to Washington to have the government carve out a subsidy for Chipotle burritos, because people like them and they're willing to buy them without any coercion involved. And I wonder why that same standard doesn't apply to these biofuels. If they're such a good idea, it shouldn't be necessary for the government to be involved.
Yeah, and I would say the other thing is, if it's such a good idea, then let's let the politicians drive around only on biofuels and really push that to all their constituents, which, of course, you know that's not happening, unless it's advantageous to them and they're in the breadbasket area or they're in areas where that's being pushed because of the corn lobbies there, then that's a whole different story. So it is about the power of the purse, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. Similarly, with regard to Obamacare and various other things that they pass, they exempt themselves from it, and that's rather telling. You know, if it's not good for the goose, it shouldn't be good for the gander. The other point that I would make is that it does cause food prices to rise, simply because a lot of the potential food that could be produced for animal or human consumption, specifically with regard to ethanol, the corn, with regard to biodiesel, soybeans, is diverted to the production of these biofuels, and as a result of that, the cost of food goes up. So we're paying more for food, and we're paying more for fuel.
Yeah, beef specifically would cost more. As I know, I'm in beef land in Dallas, and then it costs more, as I was talking to a farmer the other day, it costs more to ship that too, right?
Sure, because ethanol and biodiesel, it's less energy dense, so you have to burn more of it to go the same distance. So the truckers have to spend more on fuel to get from A to B, and the stuff that they're hauling costs us more because it's cost more to produce it.
Yeah, and then here's the other part of this, Eric. What about older cars? What does that do to older cars when you're talking about using these alternatives?
Ethanol has been a disaster for older vehicles, which were not designed to accommodate high alcohol content fuels. Most of the ethanol that's sold right now is E10, meaning that the gas you buy is 10% ethanol. They're pushing for E15, which would be 15% ethanol, and they're also looking down the road at E85, which is 85% ethanol. Alcohol is a corrosive fuel. And if the vehicle's fuel system is not designed specifically to accommodate it, you get all kinds of problems. One of the big ones is that it attracts moisture. And moisture is a big enemy of your fuel system. It causes fuel lines to rot out. It's in particular playing havoc with people who have marine engines and so on and power sports, lawn equipment and what have you. It's been really, really tough on those things.
Yeah, so when we look at that all combined and then you look at the auto industry, and if you're producing new cars, I guess it depends on what it is you're producing and where you're at, but that could be a disaster too as well for many in the auto industry, especially when they're in that what I call the second hand market, when we're talking about like used cars, right?
Yeah, it's accelerating the obsolescence of the older cars because it's increasing the wear and tear on them and getting them out of the market. And the other side of the coin is that, to get back to the point about being less energy dense, your fuel efficiency goes down when you're using these fuels. And that's rather ironic because we're constantly told about how imperative it is that we get higher efficiency and more miles per gallon, and yet the government is force-feeding fuels that are less fuel efficient on the public.
Yeah. All right. I'd be remiss, Eric, if I didn't ask you this. We're speaking to Eric Peters. You can check him out at ericpetersautos.com. You know, you write about cars, and I saw a picture of you on a motorcycle. What's your favorite chariot to ride in? What do you like the best?
Cars or bikes?
Bikes.
Okay, I've got an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple, and for people who are familiar with those, in particular the H2 750 that was made in the early mid 70s, and they were known as the Widowmaker back in the day because of their power curve, and there's nothing that quite makes the sound of a Kawasaki two-stroke triple on its power curve. There are bikes today that are much faster and much quicker, but they're much more controlled. As Hunter Thompson would say, it takes a real man to ride an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple.
I love that. How do you feel about, I know you wrote about this, you know, if you go to your website, you can read all this stuff, but you wrote about the Toyota Camry hybrid. A lot of people are talking about hybrids and what does that mean and should I get a hybrid and how much does it cost to me? And what did you find with the Camry?
Well, I find, now I think the technology is impressive and interesting, but despite all the hobbles that have been put on them by the government, you can get diesels that will do as well or better for significantly less money. With all due respect to Toyota, and I like the Camry, it's a good car, you can pick up something like a Volkswagen Jetta TDI diesel for about $5,500 less than the base price of the Camry hybrid. And in real world driving, and I drive these cars for a living, and so I can tell you from personal experience, you will match the mileage of a hybrid, in particular if you drive a lot on the highway, which most people tend to do, for less money with less hassle. So I'm very impressed with some of the diesel cars that are on the market right now.
Yeah. When you go out, because obviously, you know, you ride a lot, and if you're on your bike, do you have a favorite route that you take?
Yeah, I live out here in the sticks of rural southwest Virginia, and there's a road just down the road from me called Bent Mountain, and it's a series of S-turns that goes about 2-3 miles from about 1,500 feet at the valley floor all the way up to about 3,000 feet in that relatively short distance, and it's the finest test track you'll find on the East Coast, in my opinion.
Wow. So, you know, I said this in the beginning, too, mixing in the politics of the libertarian bent. When you look at the fact that on Thursday we got 10 people on a stage of the Republican debate, is there anyone in that crowd that you like?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. You know, it's really kind of daunting and sad to look at that field and not find anybody that's really simpatico. And the reason, as a libertarian, that's the case is I'm not looking to tell anybody what to do. I would just like to leave everybody alone and ask the same in return.
Yep.
And unfortunately, none of those guys are willing to do that.
Yeah, it looked like Rand Paul, you know, initially, when Rand Paul jumped into the Senate, it looked like he was going in that direction, but now that's switched, I think.
I think so, too, unfortunately. Of course, you know, on the other side of the fence, it's none too appealing either.
Yeah, so then what do you do? I mean, it comes down to this. I say this all the time because I'm always pushing for the third party. But, you know, when it comes to voting, do you just say, well, I got to sit this out because who am I voting for?
Well, there's lots of arguments to be made on that, but one of them that I think is pretty persuasive is by with just withdrawing your consent. They desperately need the illusion, if not the actuality, of consent. That is the idea that most people have supported one or the other candidates, but when you break it down, particularly at the presidential level, what is it, something like about half the eligible voter pool votes, so that's about 50%. And then the winner typically wins by about 25%. So you've got a relatively small minority of the actual eligible voters who actually wind up selecting the president. So despite all the talk about democracy, a majority rule, in fact, the minority rules.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And if you, like you said, if you do the math, it's simple math, then you realize what's really happening. Yeah,
exactly.
Really, really, really sad. Fun to talk to you, though, Eric Peters. Thanks for hanging late with us. And again, check him out at ericpetersautos.com. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye. And nothing to see. Sometimes I feel like something is gone here.
Something is wrong here. Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Default Triple Crown winners winning yet another race and 34 seconds to put a woman down. Let's start with the defaults topping We Can Count. We're talking about Puerto Rico failed to pay bond. Yep, defaulting for the first time in the 117 years as a U.S. territory. So how about that? It was a $58 million debt payment that was due. The missed payment is a sign, according to many, that they've got a significant escalation of the debt crisis that is facing them. This is just the beginning. Moody's Investor Service said the missed payment was the first in what they think will be broad defaults on Commonwealth debt, rather. Apparently, Puerto Rico made a partial payment of $628,000 in interest. Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla said several weeks ago that Puerto Rico cannot pay its debt that's accumulated, cannot do it. Not good news when you can't pay your debt. We know about that, don't we? So anyway, Puerto Rico missing the debt means that they got to scramble and come up with something to salvage, but what are they scrambling to do? And that's the big question mark, I suppose. Missing the debt payment means according to the governor's chief of staff, that they would have a long-term financial restructuring plan in place by the end of August. Hey, it only took 34 seconds, but Ronda Rousey, a mixed martial arts iconic female fighter, won her 12th fight as she put down her Brazilian opponent in 34 seconds. What's really crazy is if you wanted to see that fight and you paid for it, because of course it's pay-per-view, Ultimate Fighting Championship, you'd have had to pay about $60 to see it. $60 for 34 seconds. So is she the greatest female athlete? Or is she not as relevant as you would think because she doesn't have any competition? Somebody asked me this question. I say she is very relevant because she is so dominant. That's what she's doing. She's knocking out opponents. In 16 and 14 seconds, this time it was 34. So she wins her bantamweight title again. She defended it. Oh, she is scary good. Bunch of rights and lefts. Her opponent eventually smashed into the ground. Of course, the people in the arena were not happy because they want to see a bigger fight. And especially in the octagon when things just started. Bottom line is, she's 12-0. She's incredible in the MMA. I just have no idea what it would take for, to change that scenario for Ronda Rousey, other than somebody suggested fighting a man, but, oh, I don't think you'll ever see that in mixed martial arts because of the way that it would come off. Even she's talked about that. I mean, how would people feel if you see, yes, they're athletes, but if you saw a man smashing a woman the way they smash each other around in the octagon, I don't think that would fly, let's put it that way. So we did our 34 seconds, and, you know, we talked about, it's all about numbers. So in talking about numbers, this is a number that you cannot deny is incredibly scary. How would you like to take a walk in 164 degree temperatures? The answer is you would not be crazy enough to do that, hopefully. The Middle East is what they call right now in the middle of a heat dome. The heat index makes it feel like it's 164 degrees. So they said in one Iranian city. Iran and Iraq, it's so bad, they've declared holidays because they can't have people out in this. They know it. They'll die. You know what? Somebody also asked me this in the mailbag. What's the hottest when you talk about the Middle East? Where they've talked about the index. And of course, they always have records on these things. So I guess in the Kurdistan province in southwestern Iran, they're talking about the heat index coming close to, but not nearly as high as what they had in Tehran, Saudi Arabia, 178 degrees. On July 8th, 2003, give me a break, 178 degrees. What are you wearing to go outside in 178 degrees? And would you even go outside? No. Why would you go outside? Even in 106 degrees, we don't want to go outside. In the state of Texas, they're talking about it getting up to 108 next week. 108. Still not 164. That's the craziest thing ever. All right, if you like topless women, Canada says, well, guess what? We're doing the urging here. Topless protests in Canada are urging women to bear with us after police stop shirtless women. Yes, it's true. Dozens of topless women and men went to a Bear With Us rally over the weekend to educate the public about women's rights to go shirtless if they choose. Wow. It was organized by three sisters who were stopped by a cop for biking topless a week ago. Wow. Signs read, nudity isn't sexual. Musicians Alicia Brilla and her sisters were not wearing shirts while they were riding their bikes in Kitchener, Ontario. A male cop drove up, told them to cover up because it's the law. Ontario women have had the right to go topless, so you know the story, in public since 1996. Since 1996. So it's normal because they have the law on their side. How odd. I guess the interpretation of the law is very different on both sides of this. What law? What are you talking about? Let's go find out. We do have that law behind us. We promise you. We're not just making this up as we go along. We're not just making it up. Chuck Schumer has a famous cousin. His cousin is Amy Schumer, who, of course, is the female comedian from Trainwreck, who's getting a ton of publicity all over the place. Chuck Schumer decided, I'm going to ask her for some help, politically speaking. So he teamed up with her to push for stricter gun control laws. The two Schumers held a news conference in New York, unveiling a new proposal drafted by the senator meant to prevent violent criminals, abusers, and those with mental illnesses from getting guns. And this comes in the wake of the shooting in Lafayette, Louisiana, last month at a screening of Amy Schumer's new movie, Trainwrecked, where two women were killed and nine other people were injured. Here's a quote from that news conference. If there's anything that mass shootings in Lafayette, Chattanooga, Charleston, Virginia Tech, Aurora, Sandy Hook, and so many other places have taught us, is that we should be doing everything in our power to prevent weapons from falling into the hands of hateful evildoers and the mentally ill, the senator said in a statement. So, Amy Schumer said, what Chuck is describing are sensible measures and restrictions. No one wants to live in a country where a felon, the mentally ill, or other dangerous people can get their hands on a gun with such ease. The time is now for the American people to rally for these changes. The actress-comedian added, these are my first public comments on the issue of gun violence. I can promise you this, they will not be my last. Gawker. In a little hot water. Why? Because they published the Donald's cell phone number. Say it ain't so. What were you thinking? They did it. I mean, I guess he'll change his number, or might have to. But the cell phone number belonging to Trump became public. Trump's campaign office confirmed that it was indeed a cell phone number belonging to him. But it's one he doesn't use. It goes to voicemail. After a voice says, please leave your name and message, and we'll get back to you shortly. And they say it's a very old number. It's not one he uses, so it's not an issue. But why would they release it? This is a few weeks after he publicly, and I guess it's why, he publicly shared Lindsey Graham's cell number. So they said, what's fair is fair. All right, so we're going to stick up for Lindsey Graham, and we're going to go after Trump and give out his cell number. How do you like that? If you were rooting for Rick Perry to be in the debate, to be in the race, think again, my friends. The new polls that are out show that Rick Perry is out of the debate. He's not going to get a chance after his 2012 debate performance to jump back into the spotlight. That's why the polls are important. The Fox News poll that came out on Monday showed the former Texas governor, who entered the race last cycle as the nominal favorite but has failed to gain any traction, is that, you ready for this? Dun, da, 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 1%. 1%? I ran for dorm captain at Ohio University, and I got more than 1%. That is not good, no matter how you slice and dice that number. We're capping it off in the next segment here on America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on your bus. Come away where they can't see.
Some final thoughts as we wrap up this edition of America Tonight, this Tonight. Coming up in just a couple of days,
on a cloudy day,
we've got the Republican debate,
where the yellow grass,
which is more a question of how much will Trump dominate. However, while we're saying all these things about the polls and Donald Trump, there are a group of people that are not crazy about Donald Trump. And it's because of why another group likes Donald Trump. That is the yin and the yang of everything anyway, isn't it? There's a poll that came out that showed that, yeah, Hispanics don't like him. 3 in 4 Hispanic adults hold Donald Trump in a negative light. It was done by the Wall Street Journal, NBC, and Telemundo. 75% of the people polled don't have a positive view of him. Only 13% said they do. Wow. So that's not necessarily a surprise if you think of what he said about immigration. But how big is the Hispanic voting bloc? And the answer is it's gotten bigger and bigger, and this country is headed more in that direction if you look at the demographics. So voting demographics, though, older. And voting in general, so low. So low. If more people vote, if more people weighed in, maybe we wouldn't be as unhappy with some of our choices as we are. Maybe that would make a huge difference. I think it would. I think there's a chance that it could. Let's put it that way. All right, how about this? The jury in the Holmes trial keeps the death penalty as an option. So now the trial goes into its third and final phase. They decided on Monday that the death penalty is on the table because they have to make that decision. So last month, the same jury found Holmes guilty of killing 12 moviegoers at a midnight showing at The Dark Knight Rises in July of 2012. Just completely throwing out his defense insanity, his defense argument of insanity, that he couldn't tell right from wrong. On Monday, the jury said it agreed with the prosecution that the nature of the crime warranted the death penalty. Wow. Huge. So now, as part of phase two, the defense argues Holmes' mental illness caused him to carry out the massacre and asked the jury to spare his life. Holmes' parents, family members, and teachers and all that testified, but were not convincing enough. So now, final arguments from the prosecution and the defense. Victims and survivors also expected to give testimony. The jury decides if Holmes should spend his life in prison or die by lethal injection. If you are a proponent of the death penalty for heinous crimes that are definitely proven and solid and closed shut, then you are a fan of the death penalty for James Holmes, for what he did to so many innocent people. And the stories are so sad. So often, I think we forget the victims. We center around on the criminal, and then we forget the victims and the families who lost people who were cut down so early in their life. When I think of massacres, that's the saddest thing. Sandy Hook, sad because of that. The young people, not even 7 years old and done with life. The job that Major Hassan did on the Fort Hood people, awful. You serve your country and you get slaughtered at the base where you happen to be checking in. And we know that this is, sadly, something that we've seen far too often. But to me, when there is no doubt, when blood was spilled unnecessarily in a particularly heinous and cruel way, death penalty is the only option for me. Let's hope the jury just says, absolutely, we see it, we believe it, that's it. We're moving forward with it. And I know the arguments against it, trust me. But I think this is absolutely the direction that this Colorado shooting, this is the direction that it should take with the death penalty. And I wouldn't agree with the death penalty with every case. Wouldn't agree with it. But here, yes. All right, how about this? The White House today saying that the president does not support the ongoing effort to defund Planned Parenthood. I know you're shocked by that, right? Of course, he's not going to say, I want to see that happen. But there was a vote that was taken, and what's interesting, in the Senate, and didn't pass. What's interesting is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters that a procedural vote to defund Planned Parenthood over allegations of illegal sale of fetal body parts will come a little bit later. The scheduling of the vote on the same day that a fourth video was released by the Center for Medical Progress. The video shows supposedly Planned Parenthood officials engaging in conversation about compensation for fetal body parts. The White House spokesperson says, no, they were released in a fraudulent way. So the Senate said no. The Senate said no, they're not going to defund it. But they absolutely have a problem here with what's happened with the selling of fetal body parts. The president ruffled some feathers and made some other people happy. Why? Because the president is imposing tough climate rules and says that we got to do something about this now. And we're not going to do it later. Because for our children's sake, the president announced steeper cuts on greenhouse gas emissions from U.S. power plants than previously expected. The president is calling it the most significant step the U.S. has ever taken to fight global warming, and that its success is pivotal to his climate legacy. Well, he didn't say that part, but it is. So how about that? So after a year after proposing unprecedented carbon dioxide limits, Obama said in a video on the White House Facebook page that the limits were backed up by decades of information showing that without tough action, the world will face more extreme weather and escalating health problems like asthma. Wow. So the national mining industry, not happy with the plan, of course, and they're asking the courts to put the rule on hold while legal challenges end up playing out here. We haven't heard the last of this, that's for sure. We haven't heard the last of it. Hey, coming up on America Tonight this week, we're going to introduce you to some really interesting people, including a woman who dumped an incredible amount of weight and went to the opposite direction and became a bodybuilder and has competed in all these contests and is wiping up the floor with everyone. It must be wild to go from somebody who is not recognizable to former classmates to being, you know, just being this incredibly in shape person. That where your body really counts because of the whole posing and the what you have to do in bodybuilding. And of course, we're going to have lots of reaction to the Republican debate, which happens on Thursday night. Thanks for listening. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, all the above and more. Go to americatonight.net.
Is it for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.